Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury. Of course, I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. this evening. And with me in the studio, it's a full studio today. I have DaFam. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
How are you all doing?
Good.
Busy day today, was it?
Not really.
Not really. What have you been doing?
Nothing, just chilling at home.
One of you was having a facial today because I saw it on Instagram earlier today. Who was that? Which one was that?
No.
What was it then?
That was like a repost I did.
Right. Okay. Anyway, we've got you in the studio, of course. You've got a new single out just out a couple of weeks ago. Tell us a bit more about that. Without you, tell us.
With you.
With you. Sorry, with you. That's what I meant. With you. Go on, tell me about it.
With you is about a song that is... we dedicate that to our fans, friends, and everybody that supported us. It's like, with you, we can do anything we want. It's like, you know, together, we can always do something good.
Right.
Yeah.
How did the collaboration come around then? How did it happen?
It's through our label, Tune Studios and Universal Music Malaysia.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to go regional. So in order for us to go regional, we need to have like international artists to collaborate with. So that's where they choose Brandon Bill.
So that's how the hookup came up, is
it?
Yeah. Okay, so let's very quickly talk about the whole tune thing, because I mentioned to you outside the studio, there's a quote on that website that made me laugh, right? By Tony Fernandez, of course, who said, these girls are going to be huge. They're going to be Asia's version of the Spice Girls. Now, I don't agree with that. And from your reactions, I'm guessing you lot don't agree with that
either.
Okay,
wait. Why don't you give us your opinion why you don't agree with it?
Well, Spice Girls were very 90s, right?
Yeah.
Very early 90s and kind of through to the mid-90s. I think the style that you bring to it, there's hip-hop involved, you know, there's kind of more like Destiny's Child kind of R&B kind
you
of stuff.
You read my mind.
Right, you see? So I think maybe we need to buy Tony some more music, right? Or maybe he needs to listen to a little bit more, right? Yeah. What do you think?
I agree with
you. Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Good.
I mean, because we like Destiny's Child and TLC. I think that is more suitable with us rather than Spice Girls.
Right.
Yeah.
So how did you all get together? Because two of you were at college together, is that right?
No, not college. We were in the same tuition center.
Tuition center, okay.
Yeah, and after that, we danced with this crew called Funky Fresh Family.
Yeah.
And from there, we met Mungis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we danced together for 6-7 years.
Right. All together?
Yeah.
With other local musicians as well?
Yeah, artists.
Right.
We backed up a lot.
Which artists were they?
Dato' Siti,
Joe Frizzo,
AC Mizal.
Right, yeah. All good
and
stuff.
And we did a lot of award shows as well.
Right.
So we did Anugerah Lagu and all that. So that's how it came along. And that's how we became the backup dancers for all the artists.
So there must have been that point in your careers where you were like, you know, I'm sick of dancing for somebody else.
No.
No?
No, never.
No,
because,
never.
Because dancing is our passion
right.
since we were small. So we love hip hop so much because like... we studied, we don't study, but we took classes. I mean, for me, I took classes when I was 17. Mm. And that's where I started to know that, okay, I really like dancing. And after that, I met this one choreographer and he said, like, why don't you take dancing as a career? And I was like, okay, yeah, why not? And then that's how it started off for me. And then for them, that's how I think... she was from school and then she came to Funky Fresh Family. Yeah.
I was a cheerleader before.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. You two are quiet. This one likes to talk, right? Why are you two so quiet?
I don't know.
Are you shy?
We can't talk at the same time. Nobody will.
This is true. This is true. Okay, we're going to take a short break then, of course. Folks, quick reminder, 016-201-9000. It is Spotify Friday. We're giving a whole bunch of stuff away. Goodie bags, a tote bag, 3-month premium pass, a pair of sunglasses, and a Spotify mug. All you got to do is answer this simple question. What is the title of DaFam's breakthrough hit single? Let us know, 016-201-9000. Include, sorry, hashtag something. Clue, right? Yeah, okay. 016-201-9000. Include your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury. Joining me in the studio is DaFam. Introduce yourselves, ladies. We'll go like left to right.
Azira.
Sophia.
I'm Mangus.
Mangus. The two on the right-hand side, folks, I can tell you, a little bit quiet. They'll wake up in a little bit later on. Right, so what I was looking at today, I was looking at the YouTube videos, right? And so your first YouTube video was about a year ago, something like that. And it was like, you guys decided to do this, and you got a friend to help you out, and one thing or another, which I thought was a great story. So how did it get from having a friend helping you out to being signed to Toon Records? What happened in between?
Well, actually, at first, we were doing a lip sync, Tak Ada Hal Bro by Caprice. But then it started, the video went viral. And then that's how we thought that we can sing, because we went to karaoke together.
Right, so of course.
the first time I saw, I hear, oh, Sophia really can rap and Azira really can sing. So why not? Why not we do this for fun? For us, lip sync. I mean, we sing our own cover. So we start to
do our own YouTube channels, because people start requesting us to do our own video.
Right.
After we did someone's video and it went viral. Yeah, so that's how it started, of us wanting to do a YouTube video together.
Right.
Yeah.
So when did Toon Records kind of swoop
when
in?
When they saw our first cover, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
They just contacted you directly, did they?
Yeah, because actually the producer that is working under Toon is the producer that remakes our cover.
Ah, right. So your videos...
And the videographer is the one...
The one who sat in the corner.
Yeah.
The guy who's looking really cold in the corner. Ah, right, right. It's always the ones with the long hair and the Hudson, right? They're always the techie ones.
Yeah.
So your videos, they're like 2-3 million views and stuff like that. I mean, when it first hit a million, how did that make you feel? And what were your kind of reaction?
Excited.
Of course.
Definitely. Happy. Because we never thought that... We never expect people would liked it, because we wanted... I mean, the demand was there, but then we never thought that it would be viral to that extent. Mm. It would be like million hits. So I was like, okay, that's how we know, like, people actually like this.
Right.
And then, and people actually appreciate, like, what we do. Not just dancing, but singing as well. So that's how we decided to do DaFam as a singer. And that's how we signed up with Toon Studios.
Yeah. What about your family? What do they all think about what you're doing?
100% support.
Yeah. Really?
100%, yeah.
Yeah?
Especially my dad.
Yeah. Her dad is the boss.
Well, tell us about your dad then. What's the story there?
Well, whenever he goes travel, he will just go to a random guy, like a DJ or something, and he will say, like, do you know that my daughter, like, she's a hit singer in Malaysia? It's called DaFam. You should listen it, and you should play it on your radio. It's like that. And he really did it. He made 1% played our song in Bangkok.
Wow.
And then he went to Bali and he did the same thing. And then, my dad is just awesome.
This sounds like a manager you should be hiring. Right? You should be getting more guys.
That's
like
what
this.
I told the people in Toon Studio. I said, I think you guys should pay my dad for doing the marketing thing.
Oh, I mean, it's good to know that he supports you, though. Because we've had artists in here before who have said, like, you know, their parents, they say to them, oh, you need a backup kind of career. You need to have this. You need to have that. But there's none of that kind of pressure on you guys. You can just do what you want right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think because we finish our studies first, you know.
Right.
Because studies always comes first. So everyone finished their studies.
Mm.
So when we want to do something else, they gave us a shot to do it.
Right.
Yeah, and my dad was a musician.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a drummer. But at first, he said that, oh, no, you can't go in this industry. You don't sing, don't do anything in this industry because he's scared because this industry is quite hard.
Right.
But when he saw potential in me, he just, okay, I support you.
Okay, off you go.
Go.
I mean, yeah, let's be honest, because the entertainment industry can be quite brutal.
Yeah.
Right? You get people talking behind your back and you get stories made up about you and silly posts appear on Instagram and one thing or another. Have you had anything like that so far that you've thought this is not true? I'm annoyed with this? Anything?
All the time.
All the time.
Mostly, I think, through our Instagram.
Right.
Like, the keyboard warriors.
of course.
You know that, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Well, for me, my own opinion, like, I never think of whatever they say. I never let it get into me because if it gets into me, it will make me, like, feel very depressed and feel very stressed. So I always ignore, but I never delete any comments. So I just let it be, you know? Mm-hmm. If you want to say it like that, it's up to you. But then I know myself that I'm not like that, so that's
because it can affect your confidence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And when you're performing and you're entertaining, the one thing that you do need is confidence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that then a little bit. I mean, you said that you're all singing together at karaoke. Give us an example. I don't want you to sing right now, but some of the songs that you would sing together, what were they?
Okay, Sophia.
You must have a bunch of favorites.
Sophia's favorite is "Did It On Him" by Nicki Minaj.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think mine is Beyonce.
Right.
Because I like to sing, because she's just my idol. Mm. So I like to sing her song, "If I Were a Boy."
Right. Mangus, you didn't say what yours was.
Jessie J, definitely.
Really?
Yes. Mm. I love Jessie J. I'm Jessie J.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, folks, get in touch if you want to. We're on Twitter. We're at BFMTTON or at BFM Radio. If you have any questions for the ladies, please do get us. You have a Twitter handle as well. What is that?
Yeah. I don't.
You don't?
Yeah. Mine is Azira Shafinas.
Okay, and for the band?
I love DFAM.
I love DFAM.
Yeah.
Okay. Very quick reminder, folks. 016-201-9000. We are giving away Spotify swag tonight. It's a goodie bag, tote bag, 3-month premium pass, pair of sunglasses, and a Spotify mug. So the question is, what is the title of DFAM's breakthrough hit single? Send us your answer with your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please don't go anywhere. It's that time of night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury. In the studio, we have DFAM. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
They're so quiet, you know, so quiet. quick reminder, we have a giveaway this evening. It's Spotify Friday, so we're giving away Spotify swag. Goodie bag, tote bag, 3-month premium pass, pair of sunglasses, and a mug. All you have to do is answer this question. What is the title of DFAM's breakout hit single? Send us your answer along with your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. So before the break, we were talking about karaoke and a whole bunch of other stuff. That sounds very interesting. They revealed what they like to sing whilst they're out there. Now then, we're going to move on to this thing called News from Page 2.
Extra, extra, be all about it.
What's all the shouting?
Right then. Any of you guys do yoga?
I did it once.
You did it once?
No.
No?
Never.
You did it once?
Yep.
Why only once?
Because it was a free class.
It was a free class. Good answer. All right. That's the kind of thing that I'd do, actually. You know, I'd do anything if it was free. So there's this company. They are called Wearable Experiments,
mm-hmm.
right? So a couple of years ago, they invented this jacket, right? It looks terrible. But if you get into a city and you tell Google Maps where you want to go,
mm-hmm.
you put your destination in, you put it in your pocket, mm-hmm. you walk down the street, and when you get to a certain street, which you need to go left or right on, it taps you on the shoulder to tell you which way you turn, right? It's quite clever, really,
mm-hmm.
but pointless and expensive. Now, the same company have come out with a pair of yoga pants that vibrate, right? So we all know that it can be quite difficult to get into the correct position when mm-hmm. you're doing your yoga stuff. So apparently this thing vibrates to tell you which part of your body you need to move. I can't imagine anybody buying this product, right? Because how do you know it's not going to vibrate at the wrong time, in the wrong place, when you're doing something different? You could be walking around and it could just start, you know, and your butt's kind of jiggling like this. You're like, what the heck is going on? Why is it doing that? Right? Just imagine that for a second, right? Just let that pass through your mind, right? something you buy? No, right?
No. How much does it cost?
They haven't given a price to it yet. But this guy, the CEO and founder, has said, as somebody who doesn't know the correct form or alignment in poses, I find that having the proper guidance is crucial. He says it integrates into your everyday life. How does it integrate into your everyday life?
Maybe it helps you to burn your fat?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, because it vibrates, you know?
But it would have to vibrate quite fast, right? Think about it. I mean, you're wearing these pair of pants underneath your normal clothes, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be comfortable, I can imagine.
No.
It would get warm and you might get friction burns. Yeah. Not into this idea. Not into this idea, anyway. Okay, we're going to move on. Well, what we've got is this little thing called Smarty Pants, right? Mm-hmm. So Smarty Pants is this thing where you have 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, you say skip and we move right along, right? Mm-hmm. So there's three of you, so three brains are better than one. So what I'll do is I'll give, when I ask you the question, I'll give you a little bit of time to think about it if you want, and then you give me an answer.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So it sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 So 3 minutes starts now. Which English football club is nicknamed the Toffees? Is it Everton or Sunderland?
I don't watch football. I think you can ask Mangus.
Mangus.
Sunderland.
Which of these people currently do not have a talk show? James Corden, Andy Dick, or Jimmy Kimmel?
Andy Dick.
Correct. In which U.S. state was the late Michael Jackson born in? Oklahoma or Indiana?
Indiana.
Correct. The BMW logo consists of two colors.
Yeah.
Which are white and
blue.
Well done. How many main mother sauces are there in traditional French cooking? 3 or 5?
5.
Well done. Which country is the only one to have a clay court during the Grand Slam tennis tournament? Is it Australia or France?
Australia?
No. What is the national animal of Scotland? Is it a sheep or a unicorn?
Unicorn!
Well done. How many US presidents are carved into Mount Rushmore? 3 or 4?
Or.
Correct. Former Jonas Brothers member Joe Jonas is now part of which band? Tame Impala or DNCE?
Huh?
He has a band?
He does.
So we don't know.
Skip. Okay. Which country is furthest away from Malaysia? Australia or New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Correct. Boat noodle is a staple dish from which country?
Thailand!
Oh my word, okay.
It's our favorite.
Is it really?
Yeah.
In Harry Potter, what type of animal does the character Sirius Black turn into? A rat or a dog?
A
rat or a dog?
Yeah.
I think it was dog.
Correct. Oops, sorry, excuse me. What color is the Twitter logo?
Blue.
Which profession would you associate Paul Anka with? Acting or singing?
What?
Paul Anka.
Acting or singing?
Acting.
No, the other one.
Ah.
Okay, Galatasaray is a football club based in which country? Belgium or Turkey?
Turkey.
Well done. Famous actor Adam West used to portray which superhero character? Spider-Man or Batman?
Batman!
Which artist took home the Best Song Award at this year's MET 10 Awards?
Oh, I know. Go Ed on. Sheeran?
No, it was you.
Oh, Defam. Met 10.
We'll give you that one. Met 10. Borneo is an island located in which country?
Indonesia.
What? Yes. Complete this Bruno Mars line. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to lay in my
bed.
Perfect. What is the national bird of India, the chicken or the peacock?
Peacock.
Well done. Which actor plays the role of Zoolander? Owen Wilson or Ben Stiller?
Ben.
Which of these artists will be performing at this year's Urbanscape Festival? Death Cab for Cutie, Arcade Fire or M83?
I don't know.
Arcade Fire.
You don't know? No, it's M83. Right.
I don't know.
Final question. Christopher Nolan has never won the Best Director Awards at the Oscars. True or false?
True.
Well done. Okay, folks, we're just going to take a very short break.
Yay!
We'll find out how well the girls did after these messages. Don't go anywhere. It is BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury. In the studio is DaFam. Say hello.
Hello.
What's up?
So, just before the break, we had a whole bunch of dings. We had a whole bunch of those. How well do you think you did without looking at the sheet?
Very well.
Very well.
Like, how many questions?
We managed to get through 23.
I saw it.
You saw it?
We got 18.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Let me give you a drum roll then. But before we get to that, I'll tell you some of the questions that you got wrong first. Which English football club is nicknamed the Toffees, Everton or Sunderland? It's Everton. Of course, we all knew that, right?
Yeah.
No, we didn't. No. Which country is the only one to have a clay court during Grand Slam tennis tournament? It is France. Former Jonas Brothers member Joe Jonas, Dance, D-N-C-E. He's with that now.
Okay. Oh.
Which profession would you associate Paul Anka with? He's a singer. And which of these artists will be performing at this year's
D-Fair? D-Fair.
No.
It's M83.
It's
M83.
Yeah.
Right, so drum roll, because you've already told us what you've got anyway, but we just do this for fancy. Ladies and gentlemen, DeFam scored 18 points.
Woo!
Well done, girls. Well done, well done. Right.
Smart.
Pretty good. Right, so we're almost out of time. So tell us about this single then. When does it come out? It's already out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Buy it on iTunes?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
Anywhere
Spotify.
Else? Spotify. It's all
Apple
over the place,
Music,
is it?
Everywhere.
Okay, when's your next single coming out? Have you worked on it yet?
Not yet.
No. What are you playing at? Come on, work harder.
we're doing a Malay version of With You.
Oh, really?
Just for Malaysia.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we have a release date for that yet?
No.
But that one, we have a special collaboration with.
With?
Yes. Someone. We
Secret.
Oh, it's Secret.
Yeah.
Can you tell me off air?
No.
Oh, please.
We're not sure.
Oh, you're not sure? Okay, that works. Right, it's almost time for us to wrap up the show. We will be playing the song at the end of the show, though, of course. But ladies, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure to meet you all. So I'm going to give you a silly fact for something to take home to learn from today. If you're over the age of 45, the world population has doubled in your lifetime. So in 1968, the population of the Earth was 3.5 billion. Today, it's 7.2 billion.
Whoa.
And it grows at 200,000 people every day.
Ooh.
Scary, right?
Yeah, scary.
There's too many of us. Too many of us. Anyway, it has been that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I've been Rich Bradbury. This has been DeFam. Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.